the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
That a moral decay is spreading through our country and our society. This same type of rot and decay caused 16 of the 19 major civilizations to vanish from the earth.
Once again, fans of the greatest 60s underground music, garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, psychedelia, I'm Phil Gray, and this is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, episode 312. Kicked off with a band called The Brothers and Sisters. It's a 45 from 1966. The A side of that 45, the Lennon McCartney track, I Call Your Name, we took the B side called And I Know. The Brothers and Sisters, getting this week's episode underway. Did you catch last week's episode 311? We got that underway with 14 straight minutes of The Seeds. Fantastic track too. Episode 311 is available now via all good podcasting platforms, but I recommend Apple Podcasts, where you can leave a review for the show and a rating, and that would be just fantastic. Dig what you hear?
Yeah.
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more. Yeah. Well, here's a band out of York, Maine. Track from 1966 on Wright Records. They're called The Outside In. This is You Ain't Gonna Bring Me to My Knees.
Knees.
Been more than half a monkey hand in hand. Do you love me on a day, my friend?
will bring me down on my knees. No, 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 no. You can even break down and cry. You can keep your head, lose your mind. You're gonna find, even if you tease, that you ain't gonna bring me down on my knees. No. Bring me down on my knees. No, 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 no.
I didn't think I'd say this, but I'm going to say it.
Horrible, horrible, horrible.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
I was walking down by her house. Where I saw her sitting by herself.
Thank you. your day started. Started wrong. Even if you're not really well-mannered, you could make a habit of being civil. Helen has trained herself to know what she's going to do, and she's able to match the right skirt with the right sweater.
You know, I don't mind working and standing on my feet, 'cause I've got 9 children and they all gotta eat. Let me go where my work is done. I wanna be free. I gotta be free. So now take away these chains that are binding me. Because I wanna be free. Hear my children's mouth. I wanna be free.
Wanna be free.
Said I gotta be free. So now take these chains that are binding me. 'Cause I wanna be. I wanna be free.
With Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, episode 312, and we're looking at obscure 60s garage rock and garage punk. We had The Outside In, top of the set with You Ain't Gonna Bring Me Down to My Knees. Then The Dominions, formed 1964 at the University of Oregon. Hugely popular band, apparently run the Eugene, Oregon area for a number of years. So 1966-45, on Graves Recording Service, The Dominions, with a B-side called I Need Her. Then we had the VIPs, a 3-track EP released on Fontana. That EP included a version of Howling Wolf's Smokestack Lightning, but we had a track written by Joe Tex called I Wanna Be Free. The VIPs. Picture and information up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. More garage obscurities straight after this.
Yeah!
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Is it all for the love of a crossover unit? Is it a soft spot for a tweeter that holds these faces in thrall, mesmerized by a feedback circuit?
Well, here is a rare Texas surf track from The Dimensions, actually spelled D-I-M-I-N-S-H-U-N-S. Recorded in Dallas, 1961. Now, that puts it before tracks such as Let's Go Trippin' by Dick Dale, The Beach Boys Surfing, also before Wipeout, Pipeline, even Surfer's Stomp, that most iconic of surf guitar tracks, The Dimensions. This is Slippery When Wet.
With a bad habit.
distaste for your sloppy ways. You were embarrassed by your messy hair and the fingernails you had neglected to clean.
Illustrated by these advertisements, all of which were clipped from this one copy of a single girly magazine. In these, as well as in all the other groups of magazines, the rawest materials can be ordered through the United States Mail.
Well, set of four there kicked off with some surf guitar out of Texas, of all places, The Dimensions with Slippery When Wet. Then a demo from The Doors. Track's called Go Insane, recorded at World Pacific Studios in LA, 2nd of September 1965. Track called Go Insane. Catch a video of that one up on our Facebook page. Then we had The Blue Vistas out of Lexington, Kentucky. The Blue Vistas, track called 4 Inches Above the Knees. Now, this apparently is one of just a handful of tracks that were not sacred songs or country music released on Sun Ray Records. So, The Blue Vistas. Then we had The Mystic Tide. What a favourite of Retrospect. The track's called Frustration from Woodbury, Long Island. Released quite a few 45s. This one was their fourth 45, released in 1967. So, a band fronted by a guy called Joe Docco, formed 1964. The Magnificent Mystic Tide with Frustration. That takes us up to a Global Garage for this week.
Oi, this is Danny Acid of the Royal Hangman, straight out of Zurich, Switzerland. And Phil, we just love the Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, the number one source for a weekly dose of 60s underground greatness and psychedelia. Cheers, mate.
Well, it's time for Global Garage. Here's a band formed in 1962, recorded original compositions, but like many, many garage bands, also recorded tracks by bands like the Rolling Stones and the Fortunes, also the Beatles. 1965, they travelled to Madrid, Spain to participate in some competitions. They are Los Dayson. Here's their cover of the Stones' Satisfaction.
Thank you. kašpar kričat, želo brucho boli, zjedol kilo soli.
Just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Some global garage for this week's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Lost Dacen top of the set with their cover of Satisfaction. Then a real obscurity, first time we've had them here, and we're breaking Retrospect rules just a little because this is a release from 1970 off an EP by this Czechoslovakian band. They are called Prudy, formed 1962 as the Jets, fronted by a guy called Pavel Hamel. They started out doing instrumental tracks by the Shadows and the Ventures, then started covering the Beatles and the Who. 1967 was a big year for them. They started recording for both radio and television. So this is off a four-track EP on Pantone Records out of 1970. That was A Bracca de Bracca by Prudy. Then we had the wonderful Rita Chow. She sang Mandarin language covers of popular English songs. She was paired by a top Singaporean band called The Quests, later paired with another band called The Surfers, very, very popular in Singapore, passed away July 2014. So Rita Chow, with her cover of As Tears Go By, wrapping the set, picture and information about her up on our Facebook page. dig what you hear,
yeah,
check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, CastBox, Podbean, PodDirectory, and many more.
Yeah.
Well, we've got time for more Global Garage. Let's check out a band out of Peru, primarily an instrumental band. They fused instrumental rock with jazz and Latin and Caribbean beats. Covers of The Ventures and Jerry and the Pacemakers. Later, The Animals and the Dave Clark Five. This is Los Belkins. Track called Empujando Fuerte. You'll know the tune. Secedes Pushing Too Hard.
Ah!
had Los Balkans top of that set with a very cool cover of The Seeds Pushing Too Hard. Then another retrospect favourite band is Los Daltons, another Peruvian band formed 1965 in Lima. Their lead singer Gerardo Manuel was replaced by Cesar Ichikawa, a Japanese singer. Gerardo Manuel then, after leaving the band, went on to be part of the great band Los Shanes. So Los Daltons, with what's titled Version Psycho of Gloria, one of two versions of Gloria done by the band.
The question is this: do you want your children stimulated and driven into an early, unstable marriage?
Retrospect, 60s garage punk radio show and podcast.
Well, we've had a pretty long global garage set. Let's get back to some 60s garage rock and garage punk. The episode's been packed, of course, with obscurities. I've chosen some better-known bands to wrap the show with. We had these guys last week opening Retrospect episode 311 with that 14-minute version Up in Her Room. Here's another one from The Seeds. Off their 1967 album Future, this is Now a Man.
Thank you. Right now, a group from America, eine Gruppe aus Amerika, zum ersten Mal bei Beat, 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 for the first time on Beat, Beat, Beat. Sie sehen ein bisschen un... wer ist da hinter mir, diesen schönen Mädchen? Ja, guten Abend. Die sehen ein bisschen unkompliziert aus. Sie haben alle ganz schöne Glatzen in die Mitte rasiert. They've shaved their heads right in the middle for you who are watching the show on television this evening. The, you people on radio, you can't see this, but it's a ball. They call themselves the Monks. Die nennen sich die Mönche. But they play like some real great beatsters. Die spielen fantastisch. Sie würden es gleich erleben. The Monks, 4 Amerikaner in Deutschland, 4 Americans in Germany, the Monks. Their first number und ihr Gast, der große Schlager war... Oh, 5, Entschuldigung, 5 Stück, ich kann immer noch nicht zählen. Their first number was, und das, deswegen kann ich auch nicht zählen, Komplikation. Complication, the Monks.
The wonderful Monks with Complication, up before them the Trogs off their 66 album From Nowhere, track called I Want You, the B-side of the 66 45 with A Girl Like You, top of the set the Seeds with Now a Man. I'd like to thank Needle in the Hay for looking after the airtime here at Free FM in Hamilton, New Zealand. Also New Zealand On Air for contributing to community access radio across New Zealand. Without them, shows like this simply wouldn't happen. So thank you for joining me for Retrospect. Don't forget to head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio. Give us a like. Up on there, you'll see information about the music in each episode. And then when the podcast is available, the link will be there along with the track listing. So please join me on Facebook. I'm going to see you out with an instrumental. This is another one from a guy from Memphis, Tennessee. American rock and roll guitarist called Travis Wemmick. Child prodigy, released his first record when he was 12 years old. By age 17, he was on the American charts with his probably best known track, the instrumental called Scratchy. He is Travis Wemmick. How could I resist this instrumental cover of Lue Lue? Rapping Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast episode 312. I'm Phil Gray. Hope you'll join me next week.
like us on Facebook. facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.